Yud Tes Eo, Friday the 4th of May, Rabbi Meir Zvi Rappaport. Meir Zev Rappaport, no glasses. Sefiras HaOmer.
Yeshus Kol HaKol HaKodesh HaZeh. This week's parsha, we have the Sefiras HaOmer, which happens to be topical. Usfartem Lochem. Mimochos Hashabbos miyoyim aviyachem esoimer atenu for sheva Shabbos estimim tiyeno ad mimochos Hashabbos hashvis tisbuk hamishim miyoyim veise mincho chadosho l'Hashem. And the Mforshim point out, I think the Kliokol points out, that the korban oimer is made of barley, which is be'etzem machol behemo. It's what you give animals to eat, barley. And the mincho, the shtei alechem that we bring on Shavuos is made of flour, which is human food. So they point out, Kliokol, I think, points out that the reason why by korban oimer just after Pesach we bring a korban made of barley is because the idea is that before Matan Torah, before we prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, in what way are we better without the Torah? In what way are we better than a behemah? We all have a nefesh habahamis. We all have a nefesh. A behemah also has a nefesh. Nefesh habahamis. In what way are we better than behemahs? So therefore it's made of barley, which is animal feed. But once we've prepared ourselves over the 49 days for Kabbalah Satoira, then we have shown our true human element. And therefore, the korban of Shavuos, which is Yom Matan Torah, we bring from flour, which is human food. But it could well be that the merumas in the idea of bringing flour, which is what is considered the main staple diet of a person. Al alechem yichye ha'odom. We know that we find Keseder that bread is a staple diet. Loi ro'ov l'alechem v'loi tzom al ha'mayim. Al alechem yichye ha'odom. Hatrifeini lechem chuki. Steht in Pasuk. Weiter, it's Pas Shachris, we know the concept of Pas Shachris. It's important for a person to be able to learn properly, to eat Pas in the morning. So what is the idea behind it? And is there a message that can be given over, at least to myself? And if others hear what I have to say, then all the better. The is interesting, a Schmeitzer in Akdoma brings a Medrash Pliya. Maybe I've mentioned it before. The Shmaitz and Akdoma brings a Medrash Pliya. V'hinei toiv ma'oid. Toiv, zu yetzer ha-toiv. Ma'oid, zu yetzer ha-ra. Medrash Pliya. That means, it says in Parashat Vayeshev, v'hinei toiv ma'oid. Toiv, zu yetzer ha-toiv. Ma'oid, zu yetzer ha-ra. Which implies that yetzer ha-toiv is good, but yetzer ha-ra is toiv ma'oid. Medrash Pliya. How do we understand this Medrash? Let's leave that aside for a moment and see if we have time to get back to the Shmaitzer's pshat. The Mezritch Magid would say, Mola ha'oretz kinyonecho. Shteit in Pasuk, Mola ha'oretz kinyonecho, that the world is full of opportunities, not just in ruchnias, but Mola ha'oretz, in artzias, in the chomrias, in the physicality kinyonecho, in order to be koina, to acquire spirituality. The Baal Shem Tov, known, he would say that every physical thing, Re'evim Gam Tzemeim, Nafshom Behem Tisatov, he would say that physicality also has a nefesh inside it. A chicken, not a nefesh, Behem Tisatov, but Nafshom Behem Tisatov, but they're wrapped up in Gashmias, and a person has to find and seek out the Ruchnias and bring out the true Ruchnias in every piece of physicality. Reb Shmuel Kamenka used to say, after the Derech Tzachus, Orur HaGever Asher Yiftach Bo'odom V'Som Bosol Zroyoi. What does this mean? We know that a Gever is not just a person, but Gever is also at Kreis HaGever, until the rooster,
chicken.
The chicken, that's right. So Gever is a chicken, is a rooster. So he says, Nebuch, imagine a chicken. The chicken has been waiting for a tikkun. It wants a tikkun, a ruchnis dik a tikkun. So maybe a tzaddik eats the chicken, hot a ratikkun. What happens if a mensual still has inflation, wants to eat meat, he wants to tuck in, eats it? No, but the poor chicken hasn't had its opportunity to have its tikkun. So he says, Orur ha-gever, curse Nebuch, the poor gever, the poor chicken, asher yiftach ba'odom, he trusts that a human being will come and eat him, l'shem shamayim, in order to give him strength to learn Torah, to perform mitzvahs, he can buy the Shabbos table, chvoidonik Shabbos, v'som bosos roi, and the fellow just goes and tears up the flesh and eats it, azevi ha-behema. This is Dr. Absholom Kamenka. So in every opportunity around, we have an opportunity for taking, harnessing the geshem, the physicality, and being malit leruchnius. The idea, Reb Shmuel Levitz is marich on this idea by Parshas Noach. Vayhi Noach ben chomesh meyoz shono. Vayoyed Noach es sheim, es chom, es yofes. Interessante medrash. Omar Rav Yudin, ma tam kol adoiroi solidu lekuf shono. In all the generations, they were very young when they gave birth. They were shuchiklach, they were 100 years old when they gave birth, little kids. They gave birth already at the age of 100. Nebuch, poor Noach, waited 500 years to have a baby, to have a child. Shem Chavir, you know, he was five. What's pshat frek the medrash? Omar Rav Yudin. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zok the medrash. Im reshoim yoivdu b'mayim, v'im tzadikim heim, atriach olov lasois tevois harbe. I understand the reshoim have to be killed in the water. But should I take this tzadik, Noach, and make him toil to make so many arks, so many tevois? Kovashes ma'ayonoi tov kufshono HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld from him his possibility of having children till 500 years old. Until Yefes was, that's why the youngest was 100 years old by the, just 100 years old by the Mabul. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that Nebuch, it took Noach so many hundreds of years to build a teva. 120 years it took him to build one teva. Stelzach for, if we'd have had children, Shem Chom V'Yofs at the age of 100, he would have been 200, he would have already had Eineklach. Right? And Mishpacha Bruchat Yeladim, Stoma, good from family, big Mishpachas. Now, at the age of 300, he would have already had Ur Eineklach. Stelzach for, Atoizen Tur Eineklach. Not them, by the age of 500, he would have had a tribe of thousands of children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Baruch Hashem. And imagine, he took him 120 years to build his own teva. Imagine he had to build tevas for all his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So Rabbi Yishu said, I've got Rachmanis on him. Nebuch, just because the Rishayim have to drown, I have to cause him so much toil to build tevas. I say, it's not the Medrash, it's a Medrash. Rashi brings down the Medrash in Parshas Noach. End of Bereishis, I think. Says, you should understand. It's enough I have to pay my own mortgage. It's enough I have to build my own teva. He's got to build tevas for his children also? He's got to build tevas, he's got to buy diras for all his children and grandchildren? What's the pshat in them? Why would he have had to build his children's tevas? He should have built his own tevas. And Shem Chom and Yofes will build their own tevas and so on and so forth. In fact, I'll tell you a little secret, there's a lot of foreign workers around that you could actually get them to build the tevas. Did Noach not have any poivish or builders that could have built the tevas then? Nish gehad? Versteh nish. But pshat is a gewaldike zach. It's poshu to borur. L'chol bar das, l'chol bar berav dechad yoimo, that the teva did not protect the Noach and his family because of its physical structure. No wooden physical structure could possibly withstand the turmoil and this tsunami of a mabul. No, what's a pshat? Pshat is the teva was a protective shell of ruchnius. It was a spiritual teva. That's why it was also. It was also to lead normal family life in the teva. The shechina gewend orten. So it was a ruchnius dike teva. But how was a ruchnius dike teva? It was a physical wooden structure. No, Noach ish tzadik tomi moye b'day roisov. He had the power and the capabilities of imbuing and instilling within the wood of the teva ruchnius, spirituality. In Mela, that's how it protected. That's why it took him so long. Nish poshut, to imbue ruchnius and ashtik holtz in a piece of wood is nishposhet. Umimela took him 120 years. Noach would have had to build his children's tevos if they would have had families. Because only he had the power to imbue such great ruchnius to protect and withstand the terrible devastation of the Mabul, which was, as we know, Vayimachas Kola Yukum, that it literally destroyed up to the depth of a Machresho everything in its path. That's Hazei Zokta. Noch HaDugma we find by the Ben Ashunamis. We know that the Ben Ashunamis died, and she goes to Elisha. Elisha tells Gehazi, take my stick, kach mishenes biyot, mishanti biyot rovaleich. Kisim tza ishlo yisavorechenu. Don't talk to anybody. Run as fast as you can go. Put the stick on the child. Don't talk to anybody. Don't greet anybody. If anybody greets you, don't respond. Just go straight there. Why? Why was it so insistent? Prasanta, I was saying that maybe it was pikuach nefesh. Because the child died. So is it pikuach nefesh if a person, it's a shayla fatzola, somebody's died. Now you can actually revive him. Is it pikuach nefesh to revive him or not? So maybe Elisha wanted to run, to tell him to go as quick as possible, because every second he is dead is pikuach nefesh. So you have a chiyuv to revive him. Zok the Yalkut a different pshat. Zok the Yalkut azay. You know why I told him not to speak to anybody? The Yalkut said, Geichazi hoyo adobo kischoy be'inov. It was a joke. He said, walked in the street and he's with his stick, of Elisha's stick, and he said, you know, Nebuch, my poor Odoi, my poor master, Elisha Nebuchadnezzar, he's finally lost the plot. He's telling me to go and revive a human being from death. With a stick. He laughed at the whole thing. What happened? What happened when he got there? Didn't work. We know. Pasuk says it didn't work. He made a joke of it. Make a joke of it, it doesn't work. What's a pshat? How could a stick be mechaya mesim? Because Elisha, with all his hard work, had imbued ruchnius within the stick. And kirikach, to such an extent, it had the power to revive a dead person. But Gehazi, with a joking, he ruined. He all the kedusha left the stick because of the choizik that all the choizik of Gehazi. It's do interessante vort from the Babische Rebbe zech tzadik livroch. Says interessante zach. He says, we find by Ola. Ola, 3 years, it's untouchable. Why? It's Tommy. Tommy. You can't tumor, you can't eat it. Then, what happens the next year, fourth year? Netarabai, it's now considered Kodesh Lashem. You take it to Yerushalayim, you eat in Yerushalayim, Bigdusha V'Tahar. So it's going up. But what happens a year after that to the fruit? What do you do with the fruit of the tree after that, a year later? No problem. Go home, eat it. Go eat it. You can go to make a barbecue. Eat, do what you want. What else you can do with it? So he asks, I understand, are we going up or are we going down? First 3 years, it's untouchable. Next year, you take it to Yerushalayim. It's Kodesh. It's Hekdesh. You eat it in Yerushalayim. Kedusha Tara. So a year later, it should go up in Kedusha, not down in Kedusha. I say Frektor. Brings a gewaldic maisa with the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, when he went on one of his, and it was Golus, so one of the avoidus of the Baal Shem Tov was to get people to be mentioned that the Shem Shemaim would be on the lips regarding their panosa. So, can you do a vozok tayid when you ask him, vos herzach mit panosa? What does a yid do when you say to him, no, how you, sorry? Baruch Hashem, dank der Eibishter, the Eibishter wird helfen. Always Shem Shemaim Shabbat. We always know that Bayid, Mefekta Megan Panosa, he always mentions the Rabbi Shem, Gevaldik Ketchuna. And that was the avoid of the Baal Shem Tov. He would go around asking people, Vunu, Vosetzach mit Panosa, Vos Panosa, you're managing, you're surviving, are you comfortable? And so on and so forth. He would say, Baruch Hashem, Dank the Eibishter. One day the Baal Shem Tov came to a Shtibel, to a Beis HaMedrash. So gesetzen dort in a Goen, a Grüße Goen. A big tzaddik, a gon who was porush mehevel o'ilam mazel, would sit all day in the Beis HaMedrash with the talis and tefillin and learn mamash mushka, mamash basmod gedoyl in great depth. And the Baal Shem Tov was unknown then. The fellow didn't know who the Baal Shem Tov was. And he said to him, nu vos etzach mit panosa. And yet it didn't respond because he was shakua and learning. He was being oivid. He was mamash chapping malochim. Vos etzach mit panosa. He didn't answer. So he said, No, was that some panos? Was some pa-? And his Baal Shem Tov is nudging him, and he doesn't answer. He doesn't answer. Finally, the fellow gets fed up because it's disturbing him from his learning, and he says, "Shoes the Baal Shem Tov away. Geishon, go. Stop disturbing me." So the Baal Shem Tov said to him, "Favos biste moineya panos fun Rebbeinu Shloilom. Favos biste moineya panos fun Eibishter. Why are you denying the Rebbeinu Shloilom his panos?" That's what he said. Yana looked at him. He said, "Shlecht shteitach hapasuk. We said it this morning in Shachris. Ve'ato kodosh yoshev tilois Yisrael." That's a Baal Shem Tov's mass, a cryptic story. So he explains, just Rebbe, you should be choish with me. He explained, the Rebbe, Zechzarek Tivrocha, that Pshat is like this. He said, the Rebbe Yishtoinim, where's the Rebbe Yishtoinim? Is Kodesh. Kodesh Helik. The Rebbe Yishtoinim is up in Shemayim. He's up in Shemayim. But the Rebbe Yishtoinim's yearns, his tshuka, his taiva is, Nishadah HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos lo'idiro batachtoinim. The Rebbe Yishtoinim's desire is not to live up in Shemayim, kiviyochel, but to live amongst us, to be with us, which is why he was metzave, also in mikdosh v'shochanti besoichom, that he wants to live amongst Klal Yisrael. What does it mean amongst Klal Yisrael? The Rebbe Yishtoinim's desire, la'asos lo'idiro batachtoinim, tachtoinim doesn't just mean the Beis Hamedrash. Tachtoinim means that he wants to be, his desire is to be amongst us everywhere we are, in our workplace, in our homes, wherever we are involved in physicality, in Gashmias, he wants to be there, live amongst us also. That's this other Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasu Yisloi Diro Batachtoinim. So we say to the Rebbe Yishtoinim, Ve'ato Kodosh, Ve'etzem Rebbe Yishtoinim is Kodosh. He's so far removed from us. He's in Shemayim. Obe Yoishev, the Rebbe Yishtoinim vil Zayna Yoishev, he wants to dwell amongst us. He wants to be able to sit, have a mokum tfisa in this world. But the Rebbe Yishtoinim can't. Because he cannot be where there's a mokum tumah, wherever there's tumah, the Rebbe Yishtoinim can't be there. And even who einam yochum lodu bekfifo achas, the Rebbe Yishtoinim cannot be together with tumah. So he's got this desire which he can't fulfill. And we are being moineyat from him. Zog mir fang Rebbe Yishtoinim ato kodosh Rebbe Yishtoinim, you are kodosh, you are heili. You're up in Shemayim, but yoyishev, the vilstoch zayna yoyishev Rebbe Yishtoinim. You know how we can make you a yoyishev? Dur dem tehilos Yisrael. If when it comes to our panosa, to our gashmias, to our geshem, to our physicality, and we ask, we say, Baruch Hashem, dank de Eibishter, we're mehalil to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, tehilos Yisrael, that brings the Rebbeinu Shloilom into our geshem, into our lives, into our panos, into our gashmias, into our daily lives. V'ato kodosh, yoshev. How? Duch dem tehilos Yisrael, through the tehilos Yisrael, to the praises of Klal Yisrael, saying, Baruch Hashem, thank the Eibishter v'telfen, Emir Tzashem, and so on and so forth. But with Meila, he says, Fakert. The first 3 is when it's Olo, it's Taketome. The next year, it goes up a Darga, to Kedusha, it's Kodesh, you eat the fruits in Yerushalayim, the Kedusha v'Tahara. The next year, you know what you do? You spread that Kedusha back into the Gashmias. You go take the fruit, and you go and eat it in your homes. You go and eat it wherever you are. And with your gashmias, with your achila gashmias, you spread the kedusha, you spread the Rebbeinu Shloilom, you bring the Rebbeinu Shloilom into every aspect of this world. That's called being megale yichudoy. That's the tachlis of the bia, legalis yichudoy yisborach, to reveal the Rebbeinu Shloilom in every single corner and aspect in the bria. That was the yesod of what Noach did with his teva, and that's what Elisha did with his stick, and that's what the Baal Shem Tov was saying about any piece of food that we eat and anything. Ki yodua, that when Rabbi Robert saw the heilige, the kurkavan of the animal, when he went to see the shchitin, he saw the kurkavan, he said, the heilige kurkavan! Because by him the kurkavan wasn't a physical piece of meat. It's a given a shtik gemora. That's what it was. As Avi won, it's a given a chosid, took his son, a little boy, to see the Gerer Rebbe. And the Rebbe, Yifel, the Rebbe is nishkan human being. The Rebbe is something which is lemala from a human being, nishkan mensch. So he said, dos est. He saw the Rebbe eating, he says, dos est, it eats. The Rebbe said, yeah, ich es. Or be ich es, kedei tzemachan a brocha. I eat in order to make a brocha. I don't make a brocha in order to eat. That's the message of Sfiras HaOmer. We start off with the Machal Behemo. Day after Pesach, Mimochos HaShabbos. We start off with the Machal Behemo. We bring Korban Omer, which is made of barley, which is Machal Behemo. Because if we don't bring the Rebbeinu Shloilom into the picture, into the equation, then Zenen Nimir Nish Besser Vi Behemos. Odom Uvehemo, Toshi Hashem. We're Behemos. Behemos and Efsha Bahamis. The Behemo also eats. The Behemo sleeps. So do we. Oh, but once we bring the Rebbeinu Shloilom into the equation, and we spread the word, and we spread him into the rest of our lives, and we bring him into the Geshem, then already, with an Avoido, 49 days, and Nishkan Poshta Avoido, then already the Rebbeinu Shloilom comes into the, then already we become, that's a human being. Das heißt ein Mensch. Le'olam yiyeh Adam. We always have to be human beings. To sein ein Mensch, Nishkan Nefesh Abahamis, the person has to have an Eshomo. And Eshomo, a Yiddish and Eshomo, then already we bring the Mincha Chadosh Hashem from wheat, which is Michael Odom. Let's go back to the Shmeitzer. Zog the Shmeitzer, v'hinei toiv ma'oid. Toiv, zu yetzer ha-toiv. Ma'oid, zu yetzer ha-ra. Zog the Shmeitzer, a gewaldike Wort. He brings from Moshe al-Mushnino, in his Pirush on Kehelis, Yedei Moshe, on the Pasuk in Kehelis, where steht, zvuvei, Movesh Yavish, Yabi Hashem in Rekiach. Yekor Michochmo, Mikovoit, Sichlus Ma'at. The Pasuk is implying in Kehelis that Yekor Michochmo, Mikovoit, greater, more dear than wisdom, is Sichlus Ma'at, is a bit of stupidity, a bit of foolishness. How can foolishness be better than wisdom? How can Sichlus, Tipshus, foolishness, stupidity, be better than Chochmo? As they state in Pasuk Kekeles, that's Shlomo HaMelech said, the wisest of all men. So says the Moshe HaMashnin Azeh, this is also a bit topical for yesterday, especially in Stamford Hill. If you have a fire, right, and you want to put the fire out, so what do? You pour water on the fire. What happens the first moment when you pour water on the fire? In the first instance, the fire goes down a little bit. But once the fire manages to overcome the water, the fire burns b'yeser se'esu b'yeser ois. The fire burns stronger. That means that in the first instance when you pour water on the fire diminishes. It manages for a second or two, for a little while, to overpower the fire. But once the fire works out and manages to overcome the water, you've made the fire stronger. The fire burns b'yeser se'esu b'yeser ois. So says, so brings a moshul, the Moshe al-Musnila. Therefore, he says, if a person is, you have, a person's got chochma, if a person's glatt, no, a glatter mensch. Aber et bleibt ma glatter mensch, he will always remain where he is, mediocre. In order to grow in wisdom, you always need a contra. You need a challenge. So if there's a bissel, a sichrus mat, a bissel krunkait, a bissel tipshus, so now he has to work to overcome that tipshus. He has to work to overcome that stupidity, that weakness. Then he will grow more and more and more in Chochma. So says the Moshe al-Nusnim. Says the Shev Shmaitze in Akdoma der Chagav, with the Shmaitze, the Chibur of Shev Shmaitze, the Gevaldik, unbelievable, long the Shechibur. But if you read the Akdoma, it's a long Akdoma in itself, it's a wonderful, wonderful Chibur in its own right, the Akdoma to Shev Shmaitze. Says the Sheshmaitzer, with this we can understand this very cryptic medrash plia. V'yinei toiv me'oid. Toiv, zu yetzer ha-toiv. Me'oid, zu yetzer ha-ra. How can the yetzer ha-ra be toiv me'oid, and the yetzer toiv only be toiv? So he says that if there would only be a yetzer ha-toiv, what would be? We would remain where we started off. There would be no contra, there'd be nothing to gain, because we would remain good. Good is nice, nothing wrong with good. Good is ayashay, this is all good. Oh, but it's good, and it stays good, and it is good. But it doesn't improve. In order to improve, a person has to have a yetzer hara. Once a person overcomes the yetzer hara, maybe at the first instance the yetzer hara will quash him. But once he fights it and he overcomes it, then he will grow. His yetzer tov will grow b'yeser se'os v'yeser oiz. V'kein holam, that's how a person grows from step to step until he reaches the 50th step. That's v'hinei toiv, ma'oid toiv, zu yetzer ha-toiv. Me'oid zu Yetzer Hora. Because durch dem Yetzer Hora wird dem Yetzer HaToiv Toiv Me'oid. So says the Shmaitzer in Akdoma. And this is the message of Sfiras HaOmer, is to bring the Ruchnias, not just to enclose it and keep it ensconed within the hallowed walls of the Beis HaMedrash, but to spread it out into the Geshem, also into our daily lives. So, Lo'olam Yeshem Shomayim Shogur Al Picho, that the Rebbein Shem should be there within every aspect of our Geshem, of our physicality, whether it be in the Teva, whether it be in the stick of Gechaz, whether it be in our business dealings, whether it be in our home, when we're eating an apple in the fifth year, whatever the case is, or whether we're eating a piece of chicken on the barbecue of Lag Ba'Omer, and we won't be in a matzav of Orur Agever Asher Yiftach Ba'odem Asom Besor Zeroy, that the person tears the flesh of the chicken, and Nebuch, the poor chicken, Hotnish Kantikun, the poor chicken has been waiting for hundreds of years. Well, not hundreds of years, but the nefesh that's in the chicken has been waiting for who knows how much. Has he been misgalgal, waiting for somebody to be poided, and there again he was gone, he was eaten up without a second thought. So Ra'evin gam tzemeim nefesh b'em tis'atov. Molo horetz kinyonecha, the world is full of opportunities for kinyonim. And Emir Tzashen, if we use those opportunities to be memale the world with the kinyonei ruchnias, with the kinyonim of the Rabbeinu Shloilom, then no doubt the Rabbeinu Shloilom will in turn seek to increase those opportunities with Boni, with Chaya, umezoini, for every single person. Should be gebench, we want to be chaim zoini, v'chol tuv. Thank you.